This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. It's warm and dry at our home near the banks of the Ohalote, with an emphasis on dry. Dry capitalized, dry in bold print, dry with an exclamation point. You know, just the other day, my partner, lover, significant other said to me, "I don't think it's ever been this dry since we've moved here." And at first I thought, well, I don't know, we've had some dry years before. But then after some thought and looking through notes and searching my gray matter as well, going back to 1995, I do believe that Ms. Mosquitie is quite right. It's the driest we've ever been. And now comes the long wait, the long torturous wait for summer monsoon. You know, some pleading to Grandmother Nature and other goddesses or gods of desert rain might be appropriate. Hey, 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 what do you say? What do you say? It's not just for me, it's for the flora, the fauna. Hey, you know, I was thinking if Ms. Mosquitie and I were to get in our truck and drive up into the hills, high into the mixed woodland or into the coniferous forest. I'm thinking this because, you know, there was snowfall over the winter, up high, high, high elevations. There'll be some stuff up there. Some plants leafing out, maybe some flowering. And I was thinking of this because I was missing the blooming of the Palo Verdes and ironwoods in the Sonoran Desert. I was feeling sorry for myself. Missing those magnificent trees in the pea family blooming up there in the Sonoran Desert outside Tucson. Fabaceae is the pea family. And then, wait a second, I'm thinking, if we get up high into the mountains, 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 feet high, we'd see some pea flowers. This is when Robinia neomexicana blooms clusters of pea-like flowers at the ends of branches. Robinia neomexicana, New Mexico locust, pinkish, purplish flowers. New Mexico locust grows in thickets, you know, and sometimes the floriferous branch tops lean out from roadside thickets and swat your truck. And here's a wonderful description of those flowers. I'm pretty sure I found this in Hortus 3. Hortus the third, flowers on pendant racemes, showy, papilionaceous, white to pink or purple, keel petals united. So, oh, that's nice. So, papilionaceous, that means butterfly-like. So this is a small tree or so often a shrub in thickets. Oh my gosh. And here's the deal about this plant. It has spines. Spines should be capitalized. Spines in bold print. Spines with an exclamation point. Spines. Do not enter. Do not enter a thicket of Robinia neomexicana unless you have on double-layered trousers, maybe a canvas jacket, a leather helmet, and some welding gloves. But oh, my friends, those papilionaceous flowers are to die for, at least give a little blood for. The genus Robinia, it honors the French botanist, herbalist, gardener of Henri the Fourth, Louis the XIII, Jean Robin, or Jean Robin, if you prefer. There are about 20 species of Robinia in North America. That's where you find it. The Robinia of my Kentucky youth was Robinia pseudo-acacia, black locust, with fragrant white papilionaceous flowers. Only one species of Robinia in Arizona, and one is plenty. Pretty much all around the state in the canyons and mountain forest, right from 4,000 feet in elevation to 8,500 feet in elevation. And in May, June, and July, look for clusters of pink, purplish, papilionaceous, God, I love that word, papilionaceous flowers dangling from spiny branch tops. These borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. A little on the dry side. Jeez, too dry. Come on, monsoon. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.